from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Richard Coffin. Business owners are invited to start registering for My Home is Your Home camping weekend at Remy Lake and Moonbeam in 2 weeks. Immigration Resource Network Economic Development Agent Marie-José Tremblay says she's expecting about 150 newcomers from across the north.
We do have a bus that is going to be coming down from Sudbury, from the Settlement Services, from the Centre de Santé. They'll be stopping by Timmins to pick up some more clientele from the Settlement Services, from Collège Boréal in Timmins.
The three-day event features campfires, sing-alongs, and team-building events to help bring newcomers closer with business owners in the north. To learn more about registration options, visit a link that's available on our website. Devonshire Park in Iroquois Falls will be undergoing a major change next spring. The town of Iroquois Falls, Validus Power Corporation, and Tightline Construction announced the creation of the Leo Béchard Recreation Center. The new park will include a splash pad, basketball, tennis, and pickleball courts, picnic area, and a water fountain. It's expected to be completed by next summer. Iroquois Falls Mayor Tori DeLaurier says it's because of the incredible generosity of the two companies that the park's coming to the community in such a short period of time. There are now over 1,000 Canadians with monkeypox. The majority of cases are in Ontario and Quebec, and 99% of all cases are in men. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam says Canada will not follow the U.S. in dividing up vaccines in order to vaccinate more people. She says the government's pushing for one full dose for people in populations most affected. The federal government has also provided $500,000 to community-based organizations in the hardest-hit areas for prevention, education, and awareness programs. An investigation's underway into yesterday's large power outage in downtown Toronto. Hydro One says the cause of the outage was a barge with a crane coming into contact with overhead power lines at the city's waterfront. The outage, which lasted several hours, affected about 10,000 Toronto Hydro customers. The City of Toronto says it's requested a report from the main contractor to understand what happened and what needs to be done to ensure it doesn't happen again. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.